about Eugene and Carlotta. Mother and I, we took them for a drive in San Francisco, ending up at the beach, because he loves the beach and the water. And so Gene and I got out of the car and walked down into the sand, to the surf, to just the edge of the surf. And I remember what I had on, and I must have looked adorable, a purple tan and a purple coat. And it was kind of windy and buttoned up, my hair was flying. And he told me he was in love with me. And when he went home, we just stood there like a drawing. I know it like a drawing. And when he got home, he wrote me this poem, which I have in that thing that you'll see someday. But it was very, very beautiful. And then later on, we walked to the, we drove by the Golden Gate, and a battleship, no, an aircraft carrier came in, and was all smoking and leaning to one side. We sort of watched that. It was a story moment for us, anyway. That's all.
Travis says in this volume, his volume, The Unknown O'Neill, unpublished or unfamiliar writings of Eugene O'Neill, a little introduction about the relationship. And he states here, the tangible evidence of what lay between O'Neill and the girl Jane is a poem he wrote to her after a walk along the Pacific Ocean on the San Francisco beach as Carlotta waited in the car on the highway. It recalls two earlier poems, Upon Our Beach, which he wrote in 1917 to his New London beloved, Beatrice Ashe, and to Alice, written to a young woman in Bermuda about 1925. To a stolen moment, we walked down the steps to the beach. Sands unlovely, mixed with the remains of joyless picnic lunches, long ago or yesterday, in shallow graves uncovered by the sea wind, beach littered with sprawled, grotesque specimens of our semi-human race, like dead crabs spewed from the sea by a fastidious tide. We walked to the sea's edge, you and I, driven in hopeless pilgrimage to beseech the sea for a moment's dream of life's forgotten mystery. Then suddenly, as if in answer to this prayer, realism vanished. There was no one there. The windswept sand was clean and bare. There was nothing there, not even memory nor despair. Nothing but sea and sky, and the wind and sun, and I, and you. So beautiful there, with the sea and sky in your eyes, and the sun and the wind in your hair. There was you and magic there, and years and sickness and fears were spray tossed in the foam and thrown seaward anywhere. I with you, the magic of love was there for me and you, standing there. Blue coat buttoned up to your chin, so beautiful there, with the sea and sky in your eyes, and the sun and wind in your head. June 29, 1945.